Good morning and welcome to the Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 WLBB. I'm your host, Luke Lukert. It is a beautiful Friday morning, nice and clear. We're probably going to get a little bit of bad weather later in the weekend, but that seems to be the norm for Sundays now, is just rainy weekends. But we're going to be talking about a very important subject today. And you guys may have been, while you're driving around Carroll County, may have noticed pinwheels planted in front of many businesses. I know they're planted in the square in front of a lot of school buildings and government buildings. And those pinwheels are representative of Child Abuse Awareness Month, which is a big, big topic here in Carroll County. We really take that very seriously. There's a lot of great organizations that focus on that, whether it's Carroll County CASA or the CCAC. But today we're going to be talking with representatives from the Division of Family and Child Services, as well as Kim Jones with the Community Foundation of West Georgia, about a new thing that you can do to help with child abuse awareness and with kids who are really struggling in our community. First off, can you tell us, we're sitting down with Libby Smith, and she's the Director of Family and Children's Services here in Carroll County. Can you just tell us a little bit about Child Abuse Awareness Month?
Sure. April is nationally recognized as Prevent Child Abuse Month, and the pinwheel is the symbol for preventing child abuse. So the pinwheels that were placed throughout the community by the Child Advocacy Center here in Carrollton are representative of children that have been abused. Here in Carroll County, we have just under 250 children in foster care currently, and we service about the same number, about 250 families, through our family preservation and through investigations and family support. Those are the children that are in families that have been able to remain with their families, while the 250 children that are in foster care are placed outside of their families. So we have a large number of children in Carroll County that need help, that have been abused and neglected, but we also have a large number of families that are struggling to make ends meet and struggling to provide a safe home and meet their children's needs. And so that's why we're here today, is to talk a little bit about ways that this great community can support families in need and families where they are really struggling to meet the basic needs of their children.
And as you said, we're here to talk about meeting the basic needs, and awareness is great. People need to be aware of child abuse, but also taking action and doing something about it is even more important than that. And you guys have a new tool that really helps with families and children in foster care who are in need of even just some of the basic items. Can you tell us a little bit about this? It's called careportal.com. Can you tell us a little bit more about Care Portal?
Sure. Careportal.org is actually .org. Careportal.org is actually a computer program that churches can sign up to be part of. And what happens is my staff, in their daily activities of meeting families, will identify a need that a family has. They enter that need and a little bit of details about why that need is there into the Care Portal website, and then that information is shared with the churches who are involved, and then the churches reach out to their congregation to meet the need of that family. The great thing about Care Portal is it allows churches to do a little. One of the slogans for Care Portal is every church doing a little, and that's exactly what this is. One of the wonderful things about Care Portal, in my eyes too, is it allows the churches to actually, if they would like to, deliver the physical items to the family, so that hopefully then they can build a support network to the family and build supports to the family where they may want to be involved with the church, or see that this community does care and this community recognizes that we have families right here in need. I know a lot of churches do overseas missionary work, but we have a whole lot of missionary work that's available to be done right here in our local community.
And you talked about some of the items that these churches and their congregation can provide. What are some of the items that you guys have seen so far?
I'm going to let Shauna Lynn, who is our family service worker at Carroll County DFACS, kind of talk about the things she sees with local families and her time in their homes.
I think the probably number one need that we have are beds, and along with the beds come comforters and linens and pillows. Also, shoes and clothing are a big issue. Because of space, we can't take in a lot of donations for those items, so they are pretty much immediate needs. We need them when they're needed, and we can't really store those. And then also food is also another issue that we have that is a lot of times an immediate need for families.
And when you talk about clothes, shoes, linens, and all that kind of stuff, do you guys only take new clothes and shoes and linens?
No, we will take donated items. Yes.
Donated items mm-hmm. that are hopefully have been gently used.
Exactly.
Not ragged blankets and all that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, those seem like some pretty basic needs that are pretty easy to fill, honestly. Nothing too expensive. It's not like a laptop computer
right.
or anything. And so you work directly with the families. So what kind of conditions are they in where food and clothes and linens are some of the basic things that they need?
Well, a lot of our families are minimum wage workers, and they have to make the choice between paying rent and supplying, you know, beds for their children. We have a lot of children that are sleeping on floors. The families have to make that choice, and beds are just not something that fits in their budget.
And that is very unfortunate. And you guys have specifically with this program, Care Portal, targeted churches. Why is it so important to target these community organizations?
Well, I think, you know, quite honestly, I think, you know, helping folks is in churches' DNA. I mean, that is what they do. We think they're probably best equipped to handle it just from an organizational standpoint. The foundation got involved in this through my I'm currently serve also on the DFACS board, and we brought this, and the foundation has actually granted money to help defray the cost. There is some cost involved to the churches because obviously the system takes some money to maintain, and so it's $100 a month. But if the church has a problem doing that, then like I said, the foundation has fronted some money to try to help defray that cost. But we sort of thought that this might work in our community because several years ago it was brought to the foundation's attention that we had children who were hungry on the weekends, and so from that conversation we kind of rolled out to the community this whole backpack program. And so there's literally hundreds of children right now on Fridays who get a bag of food to go home because otherwise there would be no food in the home over the weekend. And so there were 28 elementary and middle schools in the three counties, and the churches were by far, I mean, I would say all of them, but maybe one school was adopted by a local church congregation within a mile's distance. And so I think to Libby's point, if all the churches got involved in this, you know, the needs come in sort of sporadically. I mean, you never really know. But once the cool thing about this is once a need goes out, the churches basically have built up an email bank. The email goes out to the churches who members who've elected to participate. And then, like, for instance, if it came to my email box, I said, oh, okay, well, I can do tiles. And I click that I'll do that. Well, that immediately sends an email back to everybody else to let them know that need has been fulfilled. And so it's an immediate kind of thing. And I think that's very helpful. But the churches, I think, are just set up to be able to do this. And I think, you know, a lot of times when people, you know, want to help, they think they have to have a gazillion dollars, and this literally is not that expensive. And too, if it's a bed and it's a little bit pricier item, I mean, several of the churches could, you know, I mean, some of the members could pool their resources together and, you know, and get a bed for the children.
And there are a lot of very large congregations, and when you focus that many amount of people on one mission, especially in one organization, it seems like they can get a lot accomplished. I know mm-hmm. you know, Midway is a very large congregation. You got the First Baptist in Villa Rica, Tabernacle, I'm sure mm-hmm. all can focus their yeah. combined efforts.
Yeah, and we do have some churches that have already signed up. Of course, we just need a whole lot more. Our goal, you know, for a community this size, we would love to have about 15 churches, and I think right now we've got 4. And because the dream would be that right now, currently, the DFACS makes the referrals for the items, but what we would love to be able to do is also incorporate school social workers into the system so we actually can help these families before it becomes a crisis and they get referred to DFACS. And so, you know, the quicker we can get to these needs of these children, the better, you know, these families have a much better opportunity to be successful.
So the Care Portal will actually, in the long run, be able to help families before they're even referred to DFACS.
That's the dream.
And how would families get involved in receiving anything from Care Portal?
They would have to go. We actually have, you know, the nice thing is that we've currently got the DPAC staff that does the screening to make sure it's a legitimate need. And then in turn, if we were at some point in the future able to roll it out to the school level, then we would train the school social workers. You know, we would make sure that there's some screen mechanism. It won't be just anybody just to be able to go online and just post, I need three beds. I mean, that's never the intent of the system at all, is to make sure that it's screened and that we know that it's in a need for sure.
And Care Portal is not yet online at Carroll County, or it is?
No, it's not currently online for Carroll County. Churches can register, but
okay.
As far as our ability to put in a need from the agency standpoint, we cannot do that at this time. We have not gone live in Carroll County, but churches are able to go ahead and sign up. Like Kim said, we do have four churches signed up. Big thank you to First Baptist Carrollton, New Church, Tabernacle, and St. Margaret's. They have already jumped on board and signed up and are ready to participate in this, but we do need some more churches to follow suit.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk next segment about how churches can get involved and how they can sign up, a little bit more about Care Portal in general. You guys are listening to the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 WLBB's Community Voice, which is brought to you by Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to WLBB's Community Voice. It is 8:42 on a beautiful Friday morning. We are sitting down with DFACS here in Carroll County, as well as Kim Jones, who is a big member or former director of...
No, I'm the president of the Community Foundation.
President, okay.
Otherwise known as the Queen. No.
The Queen of the Community Foundation of West Georgia.
We have a little fiefdom over there.
And we were talking about Care Portal, and it's a way for local churches to get involved in some of the needs of the families and the children that are, I guess, under DFACS. I don't know what the right word would be, but involved with DFACS, at least. And we have four local churches already signed up and ready to go and to participate. How would another church who wanted to join you guys?
Great. Well, there's the way to do it really is to go on careportal.org and go ahead and register on there. It is a very short two sort of screens of registration. They will need a point of contact from the church, the person who's going to receive the notification of a need, and then that person will distribute that information to the congregation. So they will have to have a point of contact. Once they have signed up, and we in the very near future will be going live, what will happen is there will be a very short online training that person will need to do, basically how to walk through the system, what to do, how to put in when the need has been filled, just some basic information on how they will operate within the system. And like I said, it's online. It's not that they will have to travel anywhere to take the training. It's very short. I believe it's less than 2 hours. hours just to help in navigating the system. The other issue is if you're having any concerns, you want to sign up, but you're struggling with how to sign up, you have more questions, anything along those lines, my name is Libby Smith and I can be reached. My office number is 770-830-2100 and I will be happy to help any way I can. But we're really looking for, you know, a few more churches in Carrollton to sign up. So that we can make sure that everyone has the opportunity to serve those who have needs in our local community. Like Kim said, this really is in the church's DNA. I've been with the department for close to 25 years, and so many times I meet with people in the community that want to help. They just need to know how to help. They want to do a little. They may not be able to be a foster parent. They may not be able to do something grand, but be able to do something like go and purchase a pair of tennis shoes for a child that has that need, or to purchase a comforter for a child, a heater for a family. Something along those lines is something that is manageable for most people. And is something that is so needed. And while it's a small give for most, it is a huge reward for families who really have no ability to get those items at all within their budget. It's just not something that's possible, and the child is going without those items.
Well, I think too, though, we also need to look at, we need churches literally all over Carroll County, because what we'd like to be able to do is, if the need, for instance, is in Villa Rica, is to find a Villa Rica church to fulfill that need, so then there's a closer connection. I mean, certainly I think the Carrollton-based churches would not mind filling a need in Bowden or Temple, but I think it's far more effective if that person is in that community response to that need, because I think, you know, I've just heard some stories of, you know, a lot of times these families, I mean, obviously they need the items, but I think just knowing that somebody actually cares does so much for their mental ability. And when you're just so stressed about, I cannot imagine the stress it is having to make a decision of, you know, food versus rent. And a lot of our families are really in that crux. I mean, I think one thing that I've learned through working with Libby and her staff is that there's this huge misconception that these people are sitting at home watching TV all day. And, you know, it could care less about their kids. They're just horrible parents. That's not the case in this situation. I mean, these parents are struggling. They're working really hard. But as Lou mentioned, they're making, you know, have minimum wage jobs. And if you just do simple math, even if they were making more minimum wage at $10 an hour, it's not going to make. I mean, you're just not going to be able to make it.
And a lot of people might think that DFACS only really deals with foster care and children that may have been abused, but that's just not the case. So can you tell us a little bit more about the vast array of people that you guys serve at DFACS?
Wow. So the department, you know, we are known for lots of things, but we kind of have two different program areas within the department. One, we call it one side of the house, is our OFI, or Office of Family Independence, and they, the case managers in that area, are responsible for food stamps, Medicaid, TANF, the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, CAPS, the Child Care Assistance Program, Age, Blind, and Disabled Medicaid, and I'm trying to make sure I don't pregnancy Medicaid. So those are the program areas that a lot of people are very familiar with within the department, and that is our OFI. But we also have our social services programs. Those are our Child Protective Services, our Family Preservation, and our Foster Care and Adoptions programs. So that's kind of the other side of the house that we are really looking to assist. So often our case managers are in families' homes, and a lot of times our case managers are supplying the need themselves. I know when I was a case manager, there were several times that I would have pizza taken to families because they just did not have any food to eat that night. Or, you know, I would be taking and begging family members of mine to provide a need for a family that I was working with. And again, like Kim said, it's not because they don't want that need. It's just that that need, and it is a need, it's not a want, is out of reach for them. And they, the joy of the care portal, that is something that is additional to the case manager's support, is the support and love of the community through the church. A lot of times our families really just do not have a positive role model in their lives, someone that they can call up if they have a need, someone they can call up to give them positive support and encouragement. A lot of times I talk about families that they may have a flat tire, and we have the ability through our network of support to call somebody to pick us up on the side of the road or call somebody to help us get that tire. But a lot of our families that we're serving, they don't have that support. So that flat tire may mean a loss of job, then a loss of home, then a loss of food, a loss of everything they have, just from one simple flat tire. And we so many times are in our bubbles and don't realize just how much need there is in our local community. And most of the time, it's not because of neglect or poor parenting. It's just they are struggling to make ends meet.
And one thing about the care portal that it's just great to me is it goes a kind of a private way and really gets the community involved directly, not indirectly, which I think is extremely important. But we're going to talk a little bit more about how churches and maybe even individuals get involved in the care portal during our next segment. You are listening to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, brought to you by Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to WLBB's Community Voice. I'm Luke Lukert, your host. We are sitting down with some members or some representatives from Carroll County DFACS, Libby Smith and Shauna Lynn, as well as Community Foundation of West Georgia President Kim Jones, or I'm sorry, Queen Kim Jones. My mistake.
No.
We are talking about careportal.org, which is a way for the community to get involved with children who are in child protective services or in foster care, as well as families who are represented by the Division of Family and Child Services. And one question that I have is, obviously, local churches often step up to the plate and fill the needs of people who are in need. That's a poor wording on my part, sorry. But there are also some secular organizations and maybe some individuals who would like to get involved who are not members of any church. Is it still possible for them to get involved?
Yes, most definitely. We don't want to leave anybody out that wants to help. One of the things that can happen is that the churches that sign up, basically each of the members that want to participate, they give their email address to the coordinator person. When that need comes through the system and the coordinator forwards it out to the church membership, they can immediately send it out to their friends at work. They can send it out to their family members. They can send it out to their civic group. They can send it out to their book club. I mean, that email can be forwarded 57 times. It does not matter at all. But we've had some discussions with Care Portal about, for instance, if a civic group wanted to sign up, you know, could we make allowances for that? And they're working with us on that. But I think more than anything is that the current churches that are signed up, you know, what we want to have happen with those emails get forwarded multiple times till somebody clicks the little button that says, you know, I'll take care of that need.
And Well, careportal.org gives some information about the families that are in need so that these churches can develop relationships.
Yes, we would love to have that happen. As Libby mentioned earlier, you know, what we'd like to do is help these families build social capital out in the community. Because like she said, I mean, you know, God forbid something happens to one of us. We know people. We have friends that can help us, and these families don't have it. And so CarePortal will give them information once the needs fulfilled. Defects can release information to the individual where they're located. And then if they choose to do so, they can deliver the items themselves personally. And at that point, then they can start working on to establish that relationship. I know we've had a couple examples with some of the churches that are doing it in a very loose manner right now, where there is an ongoing at least once a month phone call just to check in with a family. Hey, is everything okay? Is there anything else you need? And that's why I think it really sort of, you know, is why I think the churches are so adept at being able to fulfill this, is that's what they're used to doing anyway. And this is just giving them another opportunity. And if we can find churches where these families live, then it's a whole lot easier to go by and check on them, you know, take them, you know, whatever the items that they need, and really try to integrate them into the fabric of that community. Because so many times these families are so isolated and they think they're so by themselves. And so by integrating them in some form of the community, it really kind of, you know, the mental needs sometimes are just as important as the physical needs.
And as Ms. Smith said, you know, sometimes the entire life can be changed by just a flat tire. And if you have that social capital, if you have that network and people who care about you, that you've developed a relationship, maybe that will change. Mm-hmm. And Shauna, you work directly with the families that are in need, and you have a specific example that you'd like to talk
right.
about.
Just this week, I had visited a young teenager at a high school, and I've just been with talking to him. I had asked him, was there anything that he needed? And he said that if he had one wish, he would wish for some new shoes that fit. And when I looked down at his feet, he had actually cut holes at the end of his toe where his toe could protrude through the end of his shoe because they did not fit. So I immediately went to my personal Facebook page, which I do often. Anybody that knows my Facebook page knows that there's always requests on there to try to find him a pair of shoes. And we had a local business that stepped up and provided him shoes that afternoon.
And this was a local high school
yes.
in Carroll County.
Yes.
And there was a student walking around with a toe protruding.
Yes, exactly.
But that's not unusual.
No, it's not.
No, you run across that all the time.
Right. We constantly have children that need shoes. Shoes is a big thing.
And especially, you know, kids
they grow.
Growing constantly.
They grow
so they
like puppies, they get bigger.
And especially high school boys, you know.
Right.
1 year to the next, it can be a total of, you know, 6 inches
exactly.
difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely need your help. And just last minute details, how can a church get involved right now with CarePortal? They're listening to this program, they want to get involved. What's the next step for them?
Please go to careportal.org and follow the sign up link to be a church that's part of this wonderful outreach in our local community. If you have any problems at all, please call 770-830-2100 and I will assist any way I can, and really hope to be able to do this through lots of churches in the community so that we can help families here locally in Carroll County with their needs.
And Ms. Jones, you're involved in numerous charities throughout West Georgia. How important is this particular cause?
I think it's critical. I mean, we've got to help stabilize these families. If we stabilize the families, then the children can do better in school. I mean, it just has a ripple effect in so many areas of their life. I mean, the parents can be, you know, more productive at work. The kids can be, you know, more stable and do better at school. They can graduate. I mean, you know, there's, you know, this is just one of those little pieces that's so critical that I think everybody really needs to kind of see, look at themselves and see what they could do to make a difference.
Any other closing comments? We've got about a minute left. Anything that you would like the people of Carroll County to know about DFACS or careportal.org?
I think the main thing is really easy. I mean, you know, so many times things are really complicated, but I think, like Libby said, you go to the website, it's very easy to sign up. The foundation has already granted some money to help defray the upfront cost, thanks to some great donors that we have at the foundation. And so really and truly, it's as simple as sitting down, taking 2 seconds, pulling out your phone, pulling out, you know, whatever, and signing up. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the pastor. I mean, every church has got what I call the worker bee core, you know, and so that main person, put them in charge of it and let them run to the bank with it.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on our show, and thank you for all the work that you guys do in the community and to help out those who are in need. You are listening to WLBB's Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. This was Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System. We have local news, national news, and Glenn Beck coming up. And I hope everybody has a great weekend and can enjoy some sun before it gets a little rainy on Sunday.